الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, don't forget to get your pen, your paper, any kind of way of recording this particular class, and also don't forget your Quran. And by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. I also want to mention that I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rituals and rites of Islam. So if you expect me to apologize for Islam, those are those things that are the actual authentic rituals and rites of Islam, I am not going to do that. I'm not here to do that to please other people because they may want me to do that. I'm not the one to do that. Today we're going to talk about in the class, which is envy. That's E-N-V-Y. Sometimes they use the term jealous, or being jealous of a person, or jealousy. Either one of those terms sort of work here, because they come sometimes they work interchangeably. And jealousy is J-E-A-L-O-U-S-Y, or to be jealous of a person, take off the Y. But envy and jealousy, I may go back and forth using those two terms throughout this particular episode, or this particular episode. And so I'm going to move on now. Now I'm going to give you a definition of what jealousy or envy means. Envy is an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another superior quality, achievement, or possession, or either desire it or wishes that the other lacked it. Hopefully, my listeners, my students, you are not this person I just described. And that you're not the person because you lack certain qualities someone else has, or the achievement that they have, or some type of possession that they have, and you desire it, or you wish they didn't have it. This is envy. This is something that is not allowed in Islam, and I'm going to basically tell you why. But let me give you an example, I think a very good example from Quran regarding envy. And you're going to find that in chapter 12, verse 5. So again, that's chapter 12, verse 5. It really begins with verse number 4, and then it goes all the way through to several other verses afterwards, after the particular verse. But I'm going to sort of focus on verse number 5 from the surah that's called Yusuf, or the chapter that's called Yusuf. Sometimes they use an English name, I guess you would call it Joseph. Yusuf, sometimes people say, or Joseph. And what happened is Joseph, he had Yusuf, he had a dream. And they dream about seven stars and the moon and the sun, and how they prostrated to him. And so he relayed his dream to his father. His father was Yaqub, some kind may call him Jacob, also a messenger or a prophet from Allah. And the grandfather or the father of Yaqub was Ishaq. So you have like three generations of prophets or messengers in his family. You had Ishaq, and then you have Yaqub or Jacob, and then you had Yusuf or Joseph. And so Yusuf relayed to his father, and he said, He I relayed the story to his father by, I saw these seven stars, and I saw the sun, and I saw the moon in my dream, and they bowed to me. And so his father warned him, and he said, oh, my son, do not relay your dream to your brothers, or they out of envy, they may do something evil, to have some kind of evil scheme against him. And Shaitan is man's open foe. Is that Shaitan may convince them to do something evil towards their brother, which is Yusuf, because if he tells his brother what happened, that he saw the seven stars and he saw also the moon and the sun, and they bowed towards him, they may become jealous of that. So he told him, no, keep that to yourself. And so one day they went out. And this is also part of the same chapter. Chapter saw Yusuf from. I'm going to read on from chapter from verse 5 and down. I'm going to not read it for cause of time's sake, but I'm just going to sort of relay it to you. And so what happened? Yusuf went out with his brothers, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I guess that's the best way to put it. He went out with his brothers, and they had a scheme. They really wanted to get rid of him. They were envious and jealous of him. And so what they did, they threw him into a well, and he stayed in the well. And then they told the father a story. They put some animal blood on a garment that Yusuf had. And so they went to the father and said, Father, we were running around racing each other, and Yusuf was left behind, and he went, and we didn't see him anymore. We think that he got devoured by a wolf. This is that they did not tell the truth about Yusuf, because they had threw him in the well, but they told the father that he was killed by a wolf. And of course, his father grieved about that. They lost his son and the like. But later on, the sort of the short of the story is that a caravan came along and they saw Yusuf inside of the well, and they pulled him out, and so they basically made him a slave. And then they took him to Egypt, and the story goes on and on to a lot of different things, where he ended up going and getting in prison because of his, he had sort of not a relationship, but some of the women were going at him and trying to go at him because he was a very handsome man, and trying to make him get with them. That's the best way for me to put it. And he refused to do so. And so he was basically jailed for that. And then while in jail, two men were in jail. They wanted to, I'm really giving you a really synopsis of this thing. And so of this particular history. And so they had dreams, and he interpreted a dream for them. And then also the king found out about it. And the king had some dreams about fat cows and small cows. And what did that mean? It meant famine and the like. And so Yusuf, he interpreted a dream for him. And so he became, really, he went from being one thrown inside a well into one that he was escalated and ascended to the throne. And the king like put him next to him, like sort of basically like an advisor. And so after that, the Yusuf, he forgave his brothers for what they did. Although they were envious and jealous of him, he forgave them for what they did. And then he invited his parents to come see him, along with his brothers, to come see him where he was, in this lofty place where he was. And so they came. And so, matter of fact, he asked the king and also some of the emirs that were around him, the leaders that were around, they said, I want basically all of y'all to come out and meet my parents and meet my family. And so they all went out. And the father and the rest of his family, they went out. They were heading towards going to see Yusuf. He was happy that Yusuf was not dead. He was alive. And so they were going to go see their son, their long, long son. And so they saw this dust cloud, and they were wondering what that was. And it was the Yusuf and the king and the emirs, the leaders, coming to meet his father. And his father gave him, before Yusuf could say anything, his father gave him salam, assalamu alaikum. And he basically said, you are the one that you took away sorrow from my heart. And so Yusuf brought his parents near to him and basically like sat on the throne basically with him and raised them up, and he had forgiven his brothers for what they did. And when his father died, his father made a request. He said, "I want to be buried with my father who was at a mention for Ishak. I want to be buried next to him." Such a beautiful thing. And Yusuf made sure that he took his father not in Egypt, he took his father another place and buried his father next to the other prophet, was Ishak. I sort of want to give you a really short story. It's kind of long, but the short story about Yusuf and his father, his beautiful relationship with his father, and his father advised him not to tell him. He didn't tell him, but he found out later on, almost 40 years later, what that story meant. And the story basically meant that I won't get into the story right now. Maybe I get it into another time, but that's because that's not really what we're talking about here. We're basically talking about envy. I gave you a long, long drawn out about the particular story about Yusuf. But the main thing I want you to understand that, yes, Yusuf, his brothers were envious of him, but he ended up forgiving his brothers for what they did, throwing them in the well, and then going there and lying to their father. And that was the beautiful thing about Yusuf and forgiving his brothers because they were wrong. He could have had them, because of his lofty position, he could have had them slaughtered, could have had anything done to his brothers, but he said, no, I forgive you for what you did to me. But we saw from this how this envy and his jealousy took a hold to this family, that his own brothers, some say his stepbrothers, I don't know, Allah knows best, that they threw this man into the well for him to stay there forever and drown or whatever happened to him inside of this well. And so I want to, let me move on now. Now the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said, beware of envy, because envy consumes, meaning destroys the virtue, just as fire consumes the firewood or grass. And so we have to be careful about envy, that it eats up. It may eat up one's good deeds. You do all these good deeds, but because you want something someone else has, or you don't want them to have it, or you possess what they have, and they may have money, they may have wives, they may have cars, they may have a good job, they may be handsome or whatever, or pretty. And so you want that, or you want them not to have it. If a pretty person, you want them to become ugly. If their person is rich, you want them to become poor. And so you want these things, a person not to have it, or you want to have it, or you will do things to see if you can take it from that individual. And look at your life. Are you that person that is an envious person, that is a jealous person, and that you don't want others to have good? You want to have all the good. You want to have all the possessions. You want to have all these great qualities that this other person have. And so in Islam, if we want something, we don't become jealous and envious of it. We pray to Allah that Allah grants it to us. And also pray that Allah continues to allow the person that has these things, they continue to have it. Because you want for your brother what you want for yourself. This is Islam. And this is something that other religions should or do practice as we do in Islam. And not being jealous of another person because they have it. And you don't have it. And so you don't want them to have it either. And you would do whatever you can for them not to have what they have, or that you don't have it and you don't want them to have it either. So we have to be very, very careful of that, my students, that we don't be the ones that would throw people in a well, because we're jealous of them, or you want to hurt them, or you want to take from them. If you're that kind of person, you're still breathing, then you have time to change. It doesn't mean that you have to be this kind of person all the time, always being jealous of other people. You just do what you need to do, maybe to get the same thing that this person have, or these people have. You have to work at it so that you can also achieve what they achieve. They get good grades in school. They do it because they study, because they work hard. And so you have to do the same thing. Just find out what they are doing that makes them, put them in this level that they are, that you become jealous of them. There was a time when the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he was with some companion. And then a man came in the masjid. He was around other companions, and a man came in the masjid, and he basically said, the next man coming to masjid, he's going to be a person from paradise. And so that man came in, and they all saw him as a person from paradise. And I believe it happened a few more times that the same person came through the door on another day, another time, and he said, the next person coming through that door is a person going to be a person from paradise. And so one of the companions sitting there with him, so he was wondering, like, okay, what did this person do that is going to be guaranteed paradise? And so this individual, he went to the person that the prophet said he's guaranteed paradise, and he made up a story that he can stay with him, and so he can see what it is that he's doing special that make him a special person that guaranteed paradise. And so he stayed with the man for a few days or whatever, and then he didn't see anything new. And so then he said to the man, he said, look, I asked to stay with you because the Prophet Muhammad, he said what he said about you, that you're one of the people of paradise. So I want to see what special thing you were doing in order to qualify to be that individual. And so the man, he said, well, basically, I don't do anything particular. I don't do anything special. But what I do is that I don't go to bed having envy in my heart or malice in my heart for my fellow Muslim. Basically, for anyone, Allah knows best, but he doesn't have that kind of thing in his heart. And it's like, look like, that's it? No, you're not doing any special prayers. You're not doing any extra fasting. That's it? That's it. And so we see how important not having envy and jealousy in the person's heart may qualify that person, as the prophet said, to be one of the people that be one of the ones that go on to join the Jannah or go into paradise. And if you go back some of my past episode, you will hear of what happens in Jannah or what happens in paradise, because I explain sort of step by step of some of the things that take place in paradise, and that what the Muslim is striving for, because this life is not what we're striving for. This life is just a place, a place along the destination for paradise. It's just a stop along the way. It's like in America, we have what you call rest stops. It's like you're riding on the road, and you're riding on the road for a long time, and then you need to take a break, and so you pull over to the rest stop, go to the restroom, get something to eat, and take on, stretch your legs a little bit, and then you get back on the road. And I believe they have stops like that probably in other places. Alhamdulillah, when I went to Mecca, and Allah allowed me to make Umrah and Hajj and the like, and so coming from Medina to Mecca, yes, we made a stop because we had to put on our clothing to get ready for to make the Umrah. And so that was basically like a rest stop, not just a rest stop for using the bathroom, getting something to eat or whatever, also was a place for us to change and get ready to perform the alhamdulillah, to get ready to perform the Umrah. And so I'm just, so the same thing for this world is that this is just a stop along the way, because our final destination is paradise. And so be one of the people that don't be envious of other people, and maybe you may be the ones, and submit yourself to Allah and to the Messenger of Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And so, and then maybe you be one of the people that will get into Jannah because you are paradise, because you don't have this envy and this jealousy in your heart for what someone else has. I'm going to move on, my students. And now Abu Huraira was one of the Prophet's companions. He reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, do not hate one another and do not envy one another. Let the slaves of Allah be brothers. This is it. Do not hate one another. Do not be envious of one another. And be brothers of one another. This is the mandate that Allah has said for us who believe in Allah and worship Allah and follow Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, that we are not to be people who hate one another, and not to be people who are envious of one another. And of course, to do the opposite of that, then what, you are not, we are not being brothers and sisters to one another. We're not being a family to one another. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he mentioned another thing, and he said, there should be no envy but only in two cases of two persons. One having been endowed with wealth and power to spend it in the cause of truth, and the other who has been endowed with wisdom, and he decides cases with the help of it and teaches it to others. So if you want to be envious or jealous of someone, then be envious or jealous of a person who, what? Who is a person who has wealth, and they spend their wealth helping others. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah. Any power they have, they do it in the path of Allah. Fisabilillah, in the pleasure of Allah. Not seeking anything for mankind or for a woman or for a position, anything like that. You're doing it for the pleasure of Allah. You all who are listening to me, you have money? Or even those who only have a little bit of money? Use it correctly, because you're going to be held accountable for the money that you have and how you spent it, for the job that you have and how you attain it. These different things that we do, we're going to be questioned about it. Any wealth that we have, how we spent it. Any health that we have and what we did with it. Any time that we have and how we spent our time. These are things we're going to be questioned about. So don't waste your time, don't waste your wealth, and don't waste your health on foolish things. Do it for the pleasure of Allah, because you're going to be questioned about it. And you're going to be asked about it. And the other piece of that is that you spend your wealth, you want to be jealous of someone, be jealous of a person who spends their money in the cause of Allah to help other people. Those people are poor. And right now, throughout the world, we have the COVID-19. We had the coronavirus that's going on right now, which means a lot of people are hurting and a lot of people are hungry. And so those of you who have money, help those people out. Donate your money to help others, and then your money will grow too. It won't be like a waste. It'll be a great thing, because you're going to be questioned about it. And the other piece to it is that it's like when you give sadaqah or when you give charity, just one charity, it's like you planted a seed in the ground, and then that seed grow into a stalk or a plant. And on that stalk or that plant, you have 7 ears. And on each ear, you have 100 grains. And so, or kernels. And so you have from one little sadaqah, one little charity that you gave, you now have 700 blessings for that. And then you give another, then you have another 700. Then you give another 700. And so this is a beautiful thing. When you're talking about giving, you don't lose anything. You get things back 7, 8, 9, 10 fold from Allah, because you gave to the, because you gave and help other people. If you just get it one fold, that's good. It's not a waste. It's nothing, because you have in the world people give money, do stock exchange, and they invest their money, and they get a certain money on return of what they invest. There's no investments as great as the investment a person make when they give sadaqah, when they give charity. No investment in the world, no money in the world can give you that return on your money. Just giving one and you get 700 back. Nothing like that. And you get the blessing from Allah. And also you get Allah is pleased with you. Allah is pleased with you when you do something like that. On earth, that's a different thing. You get the money, and then you just have the money, and you get a big fat bank account, and you get cars and all the other stuff that comes along with having a lot of money. But if you do it in the cause of Allah, fi sabilillah, then you get more than that. You get pleasure and goodness in this world, and you get pleasure and goodness in the next world. So you want to be envious of anyone? It would allow for us to do as Muslims. You be envious of a person who had a lot of wealth and they spend it in Allah's cause. Or in the other thing, a person has this knowledge and this wisdom and they use it correctly in Allah's cause and the decisions that they make, and they teach it to others. And so those are the people that you want to be envious of. Be envious of those people. And furthermore, when you're talking about envy, it is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, "Do not cut off one another, nor desert one another, nor hate one another, nor envy one another. O you, O worshippers of Allah, be brothers. It is not lawful for you," or meaning Muslim, "to shun his brother for more than 3 days." And I believe I mentioned this before, and that if we don't desert one another, we don't hate one another, we don't be envious of one another. And then Allah said, "O worshipper of Allah, O worshipper of me, O worshipper of Allah, it is be brothers to each other. It is not lawful for us to shun each other. I'm mad at you, so when I see you, I turn my head one way, and then you turn your head the other way. We don't even look at each other. We don't say anything to each other. This is not proper for the Muslim to do. It's not proper, period, for anyone to do, but particularly for Muslims to do. We can't do that. We're not allowed to do that. We can't go over 3 days and being mad at our brother or mad at our sister and not speak to them. And the better person of those two is the one that gives salam and speak to the other one first. If I'm mad at my brother or my sister, then I want to be the better person, then I speak to them first. I say, assalamu alaikum, and they don't return it, that's up to them, but they should return it back to me, but not continue to be mad or angry with me. It's also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, Allah the Exalted has said, for those who love one another for the sake of my glory, there will be seats of light on the day of resurrection, and they will be envied by the prophets and the martyrs. I believe this is sound hadith, a sound saying of the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, that this particular thing is good and is sound and not weak. And that is, and it says again, Allah the Exalted has said, for those who love one another for the sake of my glory, there will be seats of light on the day of resurrection, and they will be envied by the prophets and the martyrs. But this is, of course, good envy, as I mentioned earlier, before. This is just for people, for they're doing these things, and they love one another for the sake of Allah. This is a beautiful thing. And they're going to be on these seats of light. I want to be one of those people on the seats of light, where the martyrs and the prophets, they are envy of me. And not in a bad way, but envious of me because I'm sitting on a seat of light because I love my brothers and my sister for one another. Just love for the sake of Allah, no more than that. It's like a man was traveling and on the way, Allah dispatched an angel on the road. And the angel questioned, he said, well, you know, where are you going? He said, I'm going to town, so-and-so town. He said, what are you going to do? They said, I'm going to visit so-and-so. And so, does he owe you any money? Do you owe him any money? Owe you any money? And where are you going? I'm just going to see my brother. And then the angel said, well, look, I'm an angel from Allah dispatched to you and let you know that you're going there to love, you're going there only for the sake of Allah. You love your brother for the sake of Allah. That's all you're going there for. Allah, and Allah want me to let you know he loves you. And that's a beautiful thing, just to go see your brother or your sister for the sake of Allah, just because you love them. And Allah sends this angel to tell this individual, you love your brother and Allah also loves you. I want to read this last one and then we will stop. And that is, it is mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, the Messenger of Allah, I've said, which of the people is best? He said, everyone who is pure of heart and sincere in speech. So the companions, they said, sincere in speech, we know what this is, but what is pure of heart? He said, it is the heart that is pious and pure, with no sin, injustice, rancor, meaning R-A-N-C-O-R, or envy in it. So we want to be that person, my students. We want to be the person that is sincere in our speech, have beautiful speech, kalam, and also we want to be pure in our hearts, to the best of our ability, be pious and be pure, and as much as possible, no sins or injustice, or no rancor, or no envy in our hearts. We pray to Allah that He bless us with have that kind of heart, that kind of spirit. And in terms of speaking pure speech, sincere speech, speech that is pleasant to Allah, to Allah, and not speech that Allah is displeased with. So my beautiful students, I hope you understand envy and from the Islamic perspective about envy. And that envy is not allowed only on some occasions, it is allowed to do. But other occasion, normally envy and jealousy is not allowed. That you want to see someone not have something because you want it. Because you don't have it, you don't want them to have it either. If you want more information about Islam and about envy or anything that I talk about any of my episodes, you can contact Why Islam. You go online, you can start and just Google Why Islam. You can also get more information, more knowledge of what I'm talking about from American Open University and also the International Online University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.